Don Lewis.
Hi, Don. Kim.
Hi.
I'm here.
Sandy's on.
Hey.
Gary's here.
Chuck and Janelle are here. And I'm not sure if you heard on the way out, but Will is not going to be joining us for the rest.
Okay.
Just because of expense.
Sure.
And I sort of was late hanging up, so I told him I'd pass that on.
Okay, has John made it back in?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So we've got Kim, Jerry, Sandy, Chuck, John, and me. And does someone want to send an email to Martin to tell him to jump back in if he wants to?
I already did. Martin, are you there? Okay.
Shall we give him a minute?
Oh, I think we should get going, actually.
Okay.
Does anybody want to wait?
Well, we're just going
to
be...
Do you want me to call him on my cell phone real quick?
Okay.
Sure.
So is this what a mime conference call is like?
Pretty much.
If you guys want to start the meeting, it'll just be a couple minutes late. I can pay attention as we go here, too.
Okay. Let's move on to approval of the previous minutes. May I have a motion to approve previous minutes, please?
This is Kim. I'll make that motion.
Okay. Kim moves to approve the April minutes. May I have a seconder, please?
This is Jerry. I'll second that.
Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Are there any abstentions? Motion carries. As a quick flashback to item 2 on the agenda, I forgot to ask if there's any varia to propose. Do you have any varia? Evidently not. All right, let's move on to reports. Richard isn't here. Does John have any news on the festival?
Not particularly. Things do seem to be moving ahead. I don't really have anything to report.
Okay. Membership. I got a number from Jim Maxwell, which is 1604, which means we've dropped another 10 or so from last month. Anyone have any comments on that? Store, Sandy.
Yeah, well, let's see. I'm doing the inventory now. I'm going to give that to Holly.
Can you send me a copy too, please?
Yeah. You know, I still sell some T-shirts from here and there. I do have some things that people were real happy with the festival packets. That's not really store information, but festival packets that I sent out this year. John kept me abreast of what festivals were there happening, and I sent things out because we have more inventory now. You know, we have some bags from last year, and it's really nice that we do have some things that we can give away. I'm still steadily selling 2007 DVDs, and basically, though, things like site swap.
Martin Frost.
You know, basically, the only DVDs I'm selling right now are the 2007. So that's about it.
Okay. Video, John, anything new on your video conversion project?
John?
John there, or is he madly searching for the mute button?
I'm sorry, I'm having some phone problems. This was the video conversion project.
Yeah.
It's on track. We made a first payment to the professional A2D2D who's doing the analog stuff, and they've gotten underway. And I think about 100, last time I heard was maybe 4 or 5 days ago, about 100 were done. The digital side is going a little bit slower, and there have been some big emotional gains over here. But I've got maybe 30 tapes done so far. I think I'll hit my estimate of 6 months to 2 years.
I guess we'll leave the video contract for item six. Anything else that you want to say under video as a report?
Well, only that, this is Sandy, that, Don, I'm going to watch your DVD this weekend. I'm sorry I haven't gotten to it yet, but I did receive it last week, and I'm going to be watching it.
Okay, competition. Chuck.
Everything's going pretty well. I finished up all the scoring, and I'm getting some of the – I've gotten most of the offstage people taken care of. With the exception of the judges, but I have a list of about 25 possible people I'm going to contact. I'm probably going to do it this weekend. So hopefully that should go pretty smoothly, too. I only need 14, but I got most of the other stuff taken care of, including all the scorekeeper, and that'll set up, and a lot of the complicated math parts done as well. So probably going to send it out to a couple more people to have it debugged, but it should be relatively smooth. So things are going well, and haven't received a video entry yet, but I really don't expect one till at least the week before they're due at the earliest. And I wouldn't be surprised if I got most of them postmarked on the day due. So, so that's what's happening with that.
Okay, Martin has suggested that we put the deadline on the first page of the newsletter.
Right, and I will get some exact, very specific stuff as reminders listing below that and stuff like that. Okay. When do you need/want that by?
I'm going to start laying the thing out tomorrow, but up to the weekend is good.
Okay, why don't I do this? I will get it to you. I'll get it to you by Friday night,
okay,
at latest, probably tomorrow night.
Okay, that's good.
And I'll also want to put something in there about workshops as well, but we'll
okay.
A little less pressing.
All right. As far as I'm concerned, you can have the bottom half of the front page, so don't stint on filling it up if you need.
Okay. I'll email you then after the meeting and ask you some more specifics about how you want me to send it to you, but that'll work. Great.
Okay, good. World Juggling Day coming right up.
Yes, it is, and it's been really tough to communicate with Dean Wicklin, but we have finally kind of agreed, without agreeing verbally, to communicate by playing phone tag. He leaves me a message, I leave him a message back, but at least we're communicating better. He did get a design to Crash. I did speak with Crash today. Crash is going to get me a print, a PDF file, some sort of file of the T-shirt design so that we can get that up on the website, hopefully by this Friday. I have told him I want to get something on the website by Friday so that people can order their shirts, and the date that we have set, Crash and Dean and I, for being able to start mailing them out to people is June 1st or May 30th, one of those dates. I prefer May 30th, and that's what we're going to shoot for. I know that leaves us only a little time, but I think we can get the shirts out so without much problem.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I'm sorry, who are you sending the shirts to?
To whoever wants them. The shirts are going to be sent to me. I'll take care of mailing them out.
No, but you're talking about people who order them.
Well, that's something else that we have
to
decide.
Are you talking about
is the
events or what?
Well, for events and that, but we really haven't decided whether the board really hasn't decided whether we're going to sell the shirts or are we going to just give them away. What would the board prefer that we do?
Well, I would be happy to see any sold to people who wanted to buy them, but I think we should give a good portion of them away.
It's only 3 weeks or so away, 3.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't have a list of prizes on the website.
No, I have to finish putting that together. Dean has some names that I want to make sure that I have on the list before I send that in. It's been very difficult because Dean and Barry are supposed to be doing this, and they have not communicated with each other. And I've been trying to hold them together and kind of guide them and hoping that they would just go. And it's all ending up back in my lap. So, you know, it's been difficult.
We have 55 people registered, but no prizes listed. And that's way below the normal numbers. And I can only guess that's because we haven't really advertised it, and that's partly because we don't have the page up yet. I mean, we don't have the prizes. We don't have much promo available there.
Right, and I've talked to a few vendors, but I know Dean has also spoken to vendors. I know he has spoken with names are going to escape me right now because I'm
doesn't matter
on the best in the best shape right now. But Dean, like I said, we've finally within I just started actually talking to him by voicemail over the last week and a half. And Crash was on vacation last week, so that didn't help things either. It has not run smoothly, and I admit that. I would have liked it to have run much smoother than what it has.
Well, it doesn't work as well as the volunteers. So we're probably lucky to have gotten where we are, and thank you for pushing that.
At least David did get the web pages integrated into the normal IJA pages.
Mm-hmm.
So they look a little more respectable, even though they're rather dated. At least they have the IGA template behind them.
Yes.
Well, we'll run the World Juggling Day ad again in the letter, of course. Get the URL in there.
Yeah, and like I said, do you want the T-shirts put up as for sale on our website? Should we send a bunch out to different fests that are coming up?
I would definitely send some out to various fests, but they have to be made available to members.
Right.
You know, you have to sell them for $5 a shot.
Well, they're going to cost us $8 or $9 a piece.
Sell them for $10 delivered.
Yeah, Crash had suggested selling them for $10.
Yeah, okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Then the store normally sells things for, you know, whatever price you set plus shipping charges.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wanting to somehow waive the shipping charges on these, Don?
Not necessarily waive the shipping charges, but just include shipping. If we break even or even lose a little on the shipping, we typically don't sell that many of these things.
No, I don't think it's going to matter a whole lot.
You know, so I get them out there in the wild.
Kim, do you have access to the store?
No.
So we'll have to get you up and running on the store.
Well, does David have access to the store? Is he able to put things up there?
David does that,
I'm...
but Scott does that. David is trying not to be involved in that sort of thing.
Okay.
But I'm just thinking, so if you get the order, so you could ship them out.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, Scott is relatively good at this. If you just let him know that it's coming, you know, he may be gone for a weekend at a festival or, you know, wherever. So, and of course, he's 9 hours or something ahead of us in Israel. So you have to adjust for that in communicating with him.
Okay. I'll email him tonight right after the meeting, and let him know that Crash will be sending me the T-shirt picture, so at least we can get that up and get that going.
Yeah, I mean, once you have the picture and decide on a price, and assume some sort of weight for it for shipping charges, then you can actually start selling them.
Right, and I'll ask that of Crash tomorrow morning. I'm supposed to call him tomorrow morning. So I'll see if he has a weight of the shirt, an approximate weight, and find out the postage on it.
Yeah, I mean, you might, if worst case, you just assume the same weight as some other shirt, last year's
right.
shirt or something. Not going to vary much and won't make a big dollar difference in any
True.
Case.
Okay, if I could get a copy of the picture, I can put it in the newsletter.
Yep. As soon as I get it, you will have it.
Thank you. The next newsletter, so this is the election issue. We'll be putting in the election statements. We're also putting in the competition deadlines. Two things about World Juggling Day, the existing ad with the URL plus the T-shirt. Anything else that anybody wants to see in there?
Well, I assume you're going to have something on the festival other than the championships.
Yep. Yeah, the championship thing is going to go on page one.
I guess the other thing that should be in there is the deadline for for pre-registration, the June 15th deadline.
Yeah.
Should we mention?
Right.
And also Don Workshops, just that's in there too.
Right. And there may be some slight danger that there'll be something about green clubs. Okay. Anything new on bylaws, Kim?
The committee really hasn't done anything in the last month. Things that I posted, maybe one thing on the forum. Even forum posts really don't get a whole lot of feedback. I think I said at the last meeting, it seems like the membership is happy with the way things are. So I don't see that moving ahead very quickly. I really think that something like this would be better discussed, you know, possibly at the festival, even if it were just one workshop time or like a double workshop where it ran for 2 hours or something. But I think a discussion at the fest is going to bring about more change than trying to discuss it online.
Kim, if you want to, we can set that up as a workshop. Just let me know, you know, talk to me about what time you want and give me a description and stuff like that.
Okay. I know I can't be Thursday morning, but other than that, I guess I don't know what my schedule is. Just stick me somewhere.
We can figure it out in 3 weeks. No worries.
Okay.
We can also fill it in at the end, and I can give you a spot. So
that sounds good.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other reports that people would like to give? Number five is continuing business, the roster security that we tabled last meeting. I am proposing that we table it again this meeting because I don't feel that we are ready yet. Any objections to that?
No.
I don't know. I was prepared to vote for it. Do we really think we're going to, you know, get any more data or anything that's going to make a decision for us in the next month?
Well, from what I can see, the discussion on the email policy in the forum isn't really finished yet. And I don't see that those two are undivided in terms of their application. So until we actually have a proper email policy, I don't think we should go ahead and change the roster security. From a personal point of view, I'm ready to go ahead and do it last week.
Yeah.
Organizationally, I don't think we're there yet.
Okay, I'm willing to defer to you on that.
I'll go along with that, too. Then there might be some other people that pipe up about it, you know, and every once in a while someone has something to say about it.
Yeah, this is not something that we absolutely need to do by a deadline. So if we can move ahead by consensus, so much the better.
I would like to sort of maybe at least give the chance to vote on this or drop it by next meeting because it's the last meeting before the annual meeting.
Absolutely.
And so I think, you know, we should say it's tabled again, but a decision should, you know, we should have an intention to do something with it, either ditch it or act on it one way or another.
Well, the other alternative is, since it seems to be a hot button item with the membership, to actually get the membership to vote on it at the AGM.
That's true, too.
I'm open to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Once we've got a proper email policy, the others should just fall into place without any trouble. All right, let's move on to new business. John, you have a video contract proposed to us?
Yes, I do. It's on the floor. It's a three-piece contract. We'll use Jayco as a volunteer to be our primary cameraman through most of the fest. I'm sorry, let me switch off my headphone again. Okay, is that better?
Yes.
Jayco will be our primary cameraman. He'll film in the gym. He'll film juggling. He'll film afternoon shows. I think he did a great job last year. There was some input we got on how we can improve his performance, and we gave it to him, and I think he'll work with that. We're proposing to hire a professional cameraman from Washington, I believe. I've seen his work. It's very good. Bill Barr has worked with him. He's done a juggling video for Bill Barr, and Bill says he's extremely easy to work with. He's willing to give us a three-camera shoot of the three shows in the theater. He'll operate one. The other will be static, and Jayco will operate the third. And then the third part of the puzzle is Ivan Pistel will get all the footage and create the video. We've made sure that everybody will be working in the same formats and everything, so everything works out that way. It's I think, a little bit more expensive than Helen Plotkin was. It may be in the $500 to $1,000 range. It's a little hard to estimate because there are expenses involved. Which fluctuate, but I think it'll be worth it. We're going to get a three-camera shoot, and we'll give Ivan a chance at producing a new look for us.
And John, $500 to $1,000 is like what percentage more, or what was Alan's cost?
Well, like I said, it's a little hard to estimate. I think Alan's was $7,500 plus his expenses plus Jayco's expenses. Yeah. And if so those are probably about $1,500 each. So we're looking at about $10,500. And this contract is $9,500 plus Jayco's expenses. Is that correct?
So maybe it's a 10 to 15% higher would be reasonable.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Right.
Just getting around to that number. That sounds fine to me.
Yeah, I would say just under 10%.
Okay, you proposing that as a motion?
Yes, I am.
And he seconds it.
John, is that the motion?
The motion is that we approve two contracts. Is that how it's stated? I haven't looked at this motion in a while. I know. I've had other things to think about.
Right.
Smoke is coming out of Janelle's ears, if only you can see it. I'm kidding, of course.
I'm sorry. I don't even have it in front of me. Where can I find it? Could someone read it to me? Help.
Get something.
No.
Janelle, can you read it to me?
What am I reading?
Yeah. The proposal, the video contract proposal.
I don't have it.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can look it up really quick. It came from Jeff Peterson.
Here it is.
Okay, here we go. I've got it. I'm recommending the board adopt the following plan for the 2008 festival video. I'll send this to you, Janelle. But in a nutshell, JCO will act as primary videographer as a volunteer. The IJA will reimburse him for his travel, hotel, and tape expenses. John Hickey is our professional videographer. He'll do the three-camera shoot, and I have a contract written out for him. And Ivan Pacell will act as producer, creating the various festival DVDs. I have a contract written out for Ivan. The payment is $6,500 to Ivan, which we kind of broke it down as $5,000 for the work and $1,500 for the all the music, the royalty-free music that he'll have to purchase. That may end up, you know, costing him more than that, but that'll come out of his money. And our contract with John Hickey. Why can't I find that? I can't find that. All right, let me try over here. Oh, got it. Okay, so we're proposing $6,500 to Ivan, $3,500 to John Hickey. Let me double-check that. Yes, and JCO's expenses. So basically what I'm proposing is that we offer JCO the job as a videographer in return for his expenses, and that we approve these two contracts for one for John Hickey and one for Ivan Pacell, both of which Jeff Peden emailed to the board.
Is there any further discussion? Anyone opposed? Does anybody abstain? Motion carries.
Thank you, John.
Sure. Sorry, I'm sorry I was such a mess. I was pretty unprepared for that.
It all good. Sounds like it's going to work out, so that's good. The next item I put on there was email policy. I had it down just as a discussion, as since the forum seems still to be somewhat uncertain. Do you wish to discuss any of that now, or do you want to just continue discussing it through the forum?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with the forum.
Okay. We'll go with that. Magazine modalities. We have basically come to the end of the second year of the magazine contract. We have four issues to go, and we need to do something in advance of actually coming up to the deadline. Now, I did put up a post which garnered essentially no attention on the forum. I will put a link to that in the newsletter, but I'm interested in what you feel as timelines and how we would like to set up a committee to deal with this. I'm suggesting that we ought to have something in place and at least know where we are going by the end of the second issue in the next year.
What is exactly the last issue of the contract? Or what was the first issue of the contract?
I think it's going to be the pre-festival issue next year.
Somehow I thought the spring issue of last year was the first edition. So that means we still have six issues to go.
I'm looking up the contract now.
Didn't it start in January last year? The first issue being put out in February, being spring. There were two issues added on to the previous contract.
That's right.
And that brought it to the end of the year of year before last. So I think it's a little more time.
The last issue will be mailed out on or around November 12th of 2009.
Right.
Okay, so it's the post-festival issue.
No, it's actually
the second one.
Second one.
Post-festival.
That's the winter edition. It's the fall would be post-fest.
So I think it would be nice if people knew or got that. One of the things that we had trouble with on the last contract was we were pretty much under the gun.
Right.
It'd be nice to be able to say what we're doing and where we're going with the festival people in hand. And then if it should come to pass that we're looking at different options, we should at least have some samples in hand to show people. So we get a bit better commitment from the membership. So that's why I'm suggesting that we should get started on this. Or at least the next board should at least have some guidelines as to where they're going with it rather than waiting till last minute.
That's certainly a good idea. I mean, you don't want to wait to start thinking about it.
I'm thinking if we have some timelines set up, at least we can call for comment, as I've more or less done on the forum, but we should probably do it a bit more formally than that. It is, of course, the prerogative of the next board to deal with.
Doesn't mean this board can't do what it wants in preparing for that.
Well, exactly. So I'm just laying some groundwork here. I'm not expecting to come up with dates and timelines and who's going to be on the committee, but I just want to make people aware that this is coming up and that it would be good to have something in place. Yeah, the next board can modify that if they want, but I think we should probably give them a head start. So if you would all like to think about how you would like to manage that, you can email me suggestions for timelines and committee options, and at the next meeting we may or may not be able to put a proposal forward. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Silence is deafening. Okay, I've come to the end of my agenda. Is there any varia to be slotted in at this point? Doesn't sound like it. Date of the next regular meeting, June 18th or 25th?
I can't make the 18th. Do we? I could make the 17th, Tuesday.
Tuesday, race night.
What night?
Race night.
What kind of racing?
Sailboat racing. That's okay. I can give it up for the IJA.
Well, we could do the 17th, or do people want to do the 25th?
Either one of those works for me.
Either one of those works for me.
At this point, either one works for me, but I do need to let you guys know I'm going to be going into surgery, so I don't know when.
Oh, no.
Yeah, again. Gallbladder's got to come out.
Good luck.
Keep it?
Huh?
Nothing.
If you want my gallbladder, you can have it.
I really don't let you keep it. I try to get other people to keep stuff they had removed. They don't let you do it. But you should try.
Trust me, I'm in too much pain. No.
Good luck.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not your heart, for God's sake.
I know. I'm
one of these
glad of that.
Where you went through a whole barrage of tests and
yep.
found out it was the gallbladder instead of cardiac.
It's something that can be fixed. So.
Well, how about Wednesday the 25th?
I'm good with the 25th.
Works for me.
Okay.
That works.
All right. The 25th it is. And, yeah. Okay. Can I have a motion for adjournment?
I'll move.
I second.
Doesn't need a seconder, but.
All right.
Thank
I'll learn one day.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Good job, everyone.
All right.
Night.